huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and I just need to warn you, this will be the maddest Facebook Live you have ever seen. So we're doing a dual live cast, and I've been warned by Jessie Lee here that her tribe are mad. And we're mad entrepreneurs as well. Now, I met Jessie Lee on Clubhouse, of course. Where else do you meet new friends? And we've become Clubhouse best buddies. She's got a really successful podcast. She's killing it on social media. She's got a great Instagram. And she's got this mass following of, she just says that they're crazy fun. So we're going to talk about podcasting and business and Clubhouse. And we're going to have some fun along the way. Jessie Lee Ward, welcome. And me, Rob Moore, welcome.
Well, hello, hello, everybody. What's going on? It's Jessie Lee, going hashtag bossly. And I'm really excited to be here with Rob. Like you said, we connected on Clubhouse because he has this big orange head on Clubhouse. And so, no, I'm kidding. That's not why we connected. But a lot of things in common, building business online, podcasting, and I'm really excited for this. This is going to be super fun. Did I just lose my light? Just keep talking. I'll fix it. But I'm excited to be here.
Right. Where should we start? Clubhouse, podcasting, growing your business, growing your brand. Where should we start?
I don't know. I love talking about podcasting, but we can talk about anything you want for sure. I'm excited.
All right. Let's go. Let's start with podcasting then, if that's your favorite thing. So we're what was it? Brothers from other mothers about podcasting. We've been living in a parallel universe. My podcast, The Disruptive Entrepreneurs, 620 episodes and 5 years in. I love meeting fellow geeky podcasters. Why do you love podcasting? Let's talk about your podcast. Why do you do it? What benefits does it give you?
So I love podcasting because for me, it's something I can do super casually. It's something I can do where I can repurpose content. It's been a really great way to expand my brand, expand my reach, expand my followers, find people that are connected with me. And then also it helped me a lot because I had definitely had imposter syndrome a lot of the time. And the way the podcast scaled and grew, I was like, oh my God, maybe I'm actually good at this business thing. And I think I have a personality that just speaks very well over voice as well. And so just the business growth I've seen all over social media, whether it's TikTok from the podcast, Instagram from the podcast, the podcast from the podcast, Facebook from the podcast, actual scalable things you can measure that end up being from the podcast. It's been really cool. So I love it. I'm not fancy about it, which is great because I can tell people how to do what I do. And yeah, that's it. I think today was episode 320. So
wow.
Yeah.
That's the thing with podcasting, isn't it? You can be an inconsistent person, but once you start a podcast, I don't know many people who stop once they start because you have to publish an episode. So, I'm meeting a lot of people now have done 300, 400, 500 episodes. Yeah. Why do you think that is? Why do once people start podcasting, they don't stop?
Why they don't stop?
Yeah, because women try to
do stop, and I'm like, what are you doing? Because it's like everything else in business. It's like, if you're not consistent with it, then it's never going to take off. So people go live 5 times and they quit. People podcast 10 episodes and it doesn't take off like wildfire and they quit. And if you do it though, like you said, if you don't quit and you find what the routine where it can fit in your day, it's going to click eventually because somebody's going to find the podcast and it's going to take off. So good for you. All of the Rob Moore followers are consistent kings and queens, but I see people quitting more often than not personally. But
I do think
it's easy if you repurpose content for your podcast. I think it just makes it easier and it makes a lot of sense. So
100%. I've seen a few people now, a few podcasters, they're doing Clubhouse rooms.
I saw this.
Podcasting at the same time. Facebook living at the same time. So Glenn Lundy's doing this. He's got his breakfast from Champions Rooms and he'll Facebook live, Instagram live, be in the Clubhouse room, have a podcast. Then of course you can take that and put it on Instagram, YouTube. I mean, this is.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't do that, Rob. Okay. I'm lying to you. This is exactly what I do.
Podcast gang banging, I think.
I don't think you can say that in America, but whatever. I don't care. If you're saying it over there in the UK, you can say it here.
Yeah, in the nicest possible way. But you know what? I think that is a thing we should talk about that's pretty smart, is why spend 45 minutes of your time and then get no benefit from it? Why don't you leverage your time, create an asset from your time? So this video will go on my YouTube. Then Harry might even edit it a bit and sex it up a bit. That could be on YouTube for 10 years straight, just from this one conversation.
Well, like I remember in a Clubhouse room, you were talking about when you interviewed Dr. Jordan Peterson, who I've had like, if y'all love him, put yes in the comments below, but I love him. I was introduced to him probably 4 years ago when he really started with his, you know, meteoric rise, right? And I was like, oh, I love this dude, the stoicism, all of that. And you were talking in a Clubhouse room about how you've leveraged taking video like this and putting it on YouTube and then utilizing the actual, just the name, like you put Dr. Jordan Peterson and now it has, you said, millions of views. I'm like, oh my God, Rob Moore is so smart. And so I love that because I think some people, they overcomplicate things. They think, oh, I don't know how to, you know, do a podcast. I don't know how to go live. I don't have the right setup. I don't have the right whatever. And I'm a perfect example of messy action will win time and time and time and time again. So yeah. I love these comments. Oh my God, all these Lehivers in the comments. Stuff it some more. Oh, so I love
wild.
It.
I can hardly keep up with it all. You know what? I love the way you said messy success. You know, when people were asking questions in Clubhouse rooms, you were talking about messy success. I wrote a book called Start Now, Get Perfect Later, which is don't let perfectionism be a curse. You know, don't worry too much about what people think. You don't have to be perfect to start. It's never too late to start. It's always too late to wait. And then when you said messy success, I thought that's like a slightly more chaotic, but maybe even better way of saying it, that you fail forward, you keep trying, you do things imperfectly. You know, we went live here for 7 seconds at the start and then it messed up and we started again and then we went live again and then you're on your phone going live to everyone and I'm trying to grab everyone's comments. Just do it. Just enjoy it. Just do it. And don't be too scared about failing.
Yeah. I mean, you have to be like that because the only way to actually have the success is by failing. I am, I can't say I'm a Formula One fan because I just kind of discovered it like on Netflix. I watched 2 episodes. I'm really proud of myself because I don't watch any TV, but you're British. So there's, you know, obviously Formula One over there. And, I got so many key distinctions and takeaways from it. And one of them is these people fail and fail and fail and fail and fail and fail and fail. They don't overtake a car over and over and over and over again. And they just keep doing it. And then they run into other cars and they keep doing it. They keep showing up. They get last place and they keep doing it. They keep showing up. And then it's the eventuality that wins the championships. Like here, we'll shout out to Lewis Hamilton, who's like probably the driver you like. I don't know. And Lewis Hamilton, like he, I guess he's what, 5, 6-time world champion now. he wasn't winning necessarily by winning the big championship races. It's by getting the points over and over and over and over again, and then you win the title. So for me, it's kind of like that. I run my business almost like a points game. It's like a point here, a point there, a point there, a point there. And then before you know it, you're like, I win. And I think too many of you are so focused on being perfect that you just never get started. And like I said, I've just been messy action for forever. And, you know, here we are. So
love it. I screenshotted this quote today and you've just reminded me of it, Jesse Lee. This is from the world's best golfer, Dustin Johnson. I'm the best player in the world. I hit some of the worst shots you've ever seen. But I go find it and I hit it again. It's managing those shots and not letting it bother you and going and hitting the next one. What a great quote for success.
Yeah. No, I love it. That's exactly it. And like when people, just on the topic of golf, when people count you out like a Tiger Woods, coming back and just keep swinging, you know?
Amen to that.
Hi, it's Rob here, interrupting you with something you may not know about me. I was one of the few people on the planet hand-selected by Facebook to pilot their new supporter program. It's a very small premium model where you can get exclusive content and advance notice or discount of new products and services. So this is what I've done for you. Not only can you get best discounts for any training that we might run, not only do you get notified first of any launches we do, we also do supporter meetups, supporter dinners, supporter WhatsApp groups where you have a deeper community. I do supporter only Ask Me Anythings. I do supporter only content and podcasts. We have a community of 2,500 supporters, and I'd love to give you the chance to be one of those. I believe this is the best supporter program in the whole world. Find me a better one, but I don't think you will. So the link is bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. I believe the gap between free content and paid content is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of free content out there that's maybe not that good. And for just a few dollars a month, you can get the best content on business, on entrepreneurship, on starting up, on scaling up, on sales, on marketing, on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R right now.
So let's talk about Clubhouse for a bit, shall we?
Seeing as Oh my God, I love Clubhouse. Let's talk about Clubhouse. Yes.
When did you join and when did you start figuring out that this is a thing?
So I joined, let's see, I'm trying to think of how old the baby Charlie was. So I probably joined about 6 or 7 weeks ago now, almost 2 months. And for me, I knew pretty much right away it was going to be something just because of how addicted people were to it. I have a really strict schedule. So for me, I'm more of a person who like jumps in, then gets off and goes on a call, jumps in, gets off and goes on a call, jumps in, gets off and goes on a call. And I would see these people where I swear to you, they must have 7 devices all hooked up to it because they're in a million rooms, first of all. Second of all, they don't leave. Like, and they're actually moderating. Like they're sitting and talking for 10, 12, 18 hours straight. I'm like, y'all are addicted. Like, I don't know. This is crazy. And so I caught on really quickly that it was going to be that. But the second thing I caught on to was that, and you probably felt this, I'm going to guess, Rob, I don't know, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but so many times in life, you're 1 or 2 people away from the person that can change your whole life. You're 1 or 2 connections away from the person that has the keys to success in your life. And for me, I know a lot of successful people here and there, right? But I wasn't really known, you know? I mean, I'm known in my little pockets of the world, you know, for sure, but not to the extent, even in just not even 2 months, that has happened. So I got in a room, and as an example, this is almost right at the beginning of my, I think it's like day 2 I was on Clubhouse, and I'm in this room and it had Bradley. It was Bradley's room. So like Brad's in there, Grant's in there, all these, you know, whatever, who's who or whatever are in there. And as soon as I go in, because Brad and I have a 3-year-long friendship and he knows I'm a businesswoman. He's like, that's the one person I couldn't close. Whatever. On his light speed. Right. I go in the room, and before I can even do anything, jink, he puts me as a speaker. Jink, I'm moderator. I'm like, oh my God, like I don't even know how this app works yet. Like, I think I had my microphone still on, whatever. And they were talking about obsession. I'll never forget. And somebody was, you know, making weird comments about how, you know, well, these people, they work too many hours and they burn out and blah, blah, blah. And like, my opinion on obsession is really kind of the opposite as of I guess, a normal person. And I'm guessing yours is, because I see you being super consistent as well all over, you know, in your businesses. And you're like, I got to call at this time and whatever. And I just unmuted because I was kind of sick of hearing the, oh, well, balance your day. And, you know, yeah, make sure I hate this, because for me, I'm so energized by business. Like I'm energized, like you can probably tell. Maybe, I don't know. I'm really energized by this conversation. I'm energized every time I'm in a room with you. I'm energized every time I talk about business. I do business. I'm coaching. I'm training. I'm podcasting. Like, this does not dull me. What dulls me down is sitting down at a cafe for 2 hours and drinking coffee. Like, the coffee puts me to sleep. Like, I can't do it. I want to work. And so I unmuted and I just said something like that. And next thing you know, it was like all of these people who I didn't even see how powerful the room was, right? All of these people that I had been like, how do I get closer to that person? How does that person start to know who I am? How, like, ah, it's like, follow, 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 follow. I'm like, oh, oh my God, right? Oh my God. So it ended up being all this very high level networking. And I really like that about Clubhouse, is that I think it's still in beta. I don't really know, but not everybody can get in. And so it turned in, it started for sure. And it still is like this. It's very high quality leads. It's very high quality business owners. It's very high quality, ambitious, driven, captivating, excited entrepreneurs. These aren't lazy people still in beta stage, right? And so I've had the craziest networking. I've joined a mastermind from it. I think I've been invited to do like 16 or 17 podcasts, which is crazy, because I had messaged some people like, can I, you know, like, can you be on my podcast? And some people, like you and I have talked about before, definitely said yes. But some people that I really wanted on my podcast are now like, will you be on my podcast? I'm like, wait a minute, check the DMs, because a year ago I wanted you on, you know, it's just, it's so funny how validating it has been. I know for you, I can see how fast you're growing on there. And it's been even more powerful how it has converted over Instagram followers. It has, you know, flown over directly into my business. Like I mentioned, leads, but they're the most qualified leads ever. These people are not dull. These people are ready, credit card in hand, to shop or to grow or to expand their business or to collaborate. And it's been really, that's the word I think of Clubhouse. I'd love to hear your opinion on it, but I think the collaboration of Clubhouse is what makes it so powerful. People are not scared to share how they went from nothing to multimillionaire. People are not scared to say how they scaled a business from, you know, nothing to a portfolio of 10,000 doors in real estate. People are not scared to say, you know, like Grant's on there every day. You know, Grant Cardone, everyone knows who Grant is, right? He's on there every day talking about how he scales his business. So if you're looking for real estate, you're looking for a traditional business, you're looking for a business like I do, you're looking for podcasting tips, marketing tips, Instagram tips, like the biggest TikTokers on the world are on there telling you how to get 10 million followers too. I mean, it's just, it's been a wealth of knowledge. And I love that these people are so addicted that I can jump on for my little 5-minute segments, get value, jump off, create content from it, and go about my day. So I don't know. I think I pitched Clubhouse pretty hard, but I really like it.
Have you got shares? You got shares in Clubhouse?
I wish. Are you kidding me?
Oh, me too. Yeah, I reckon I've figured out. I think there's 3 C's for Clubhouse: content, collaboration, connection. So you go and give people like you and I have been giving content, but also we can go into rooms where we want to learn and we can receive content. And you can position yourself very well. If you give good information, people will follow you. The connect. Oh, have we lost her? We seem to have lost Jessie Lee. She might be back in a minute. I'm sure she'll be back in a minute. I'll carry on talking. So the second C is connection. So you get connection in terms of you reach a lot more people, but you also get connection in terms of connecting with people on a human level. So I. Oh, here she comes. Here she comes. She's back. I knew she'd be back.
I have no idea what just happened. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. I kept the fort for you. I've got your back. Don't worry.
It said Google Chrome quit unexpectedly. Oh, my God.
No worries. We're still live. You're good. So yeah, the three C's: content, collaboration, connection. So the connection part, I think, is two ways. So we would have been in a room together at one point, Jesse Lee, and at one point you'd have gone, oh, I'll follow him. And at one point I'd have gone, oh, I'll follow her. Probably when we were both in a room talking. That's the first part of the connection. But then it's the DMs, the WhatsApps, the getting to know each other, being in other rooms, modding in each other's rooms, becoming friends, finding out you've got a lot in common, even though you live in the other side of the world. And I've probably met 10 or 20 Americans that I've really connected with in 10 years before Clubhouse. And I've probably met 200 in 30 days in Clubhouse.
You found all the good Americans, Rob. Not kidding.
all about 100% though, 100%. I immediately loved your energy. Sometimes people talk on Clubhouse and I just want to say, I think it's pretty good.
Oh my God, I can't. I have to leave those rooms. I swear. I'm like, I'm going to take a nap over here. I know.
I think out of anyone I've ever heard on Clubhouse, you have the most excitement and energy and enthusiasm. And that really comes through on a voice app because we can't see your face. We can't see how you're going like this everywhere. So you have to use your voice. So no wonder that you're doing really well on it. And then I think those connections, so we connect, i.e. we follow, but then we connected that we get on and there's some things in common. And then we go for collaboration. So now we're doing a joint live podcast, both on our shows, both on our live platforms. So that's the beauty of Clubhouse. Content leads to connections, lead to collaborations.
Yeah. I mean, that's everything in business, though. People, they need to talk to more people. They need to start having more deeper connections with people. I think that I've had success because even as much energy as I have, I am a deep connector. So for me, I love that you don't like that many, you haven't liked that many Americans until Clubhouse, but I've loved Europe for so long. I usually spend most of my year over there actually. And, so that's why I think I understand your British culture and humor a little more than some of these other people. I love the British rooms. I'm like, but you know, I agree with you. And it really is those higher level conversations. And I know you know this, and I'm sure all your followers do, but you do become like the five people you spend your most time with. And maybe it's not five, maybe it's 10, but whoever you're spending all your time with, you will start to be like them. And it's really important to voyeur your circles. And for some people, you know, if you want to make a quantum leap in who you are as a person and as an entrepreneur and as even maybe a mom and a dad and whatever, get around better people. You know, and maybe it's weird to your current friend circle that you're spending all this time on Clubhouse or something, but you know, you're literally hanging out in a room with, multi-millionaires. And if you want to be one, well, then maybe you should spend more time. And even if you're just starting to learn the word patterning or the energy of somebody who runs these big businesses or the way we speak to people or, you know, the most successful, like I said, TikTokers or podcasters or whatever it is, you know, in whatever you're trying to do, get around those people. You know, Elon Musk was on Clubhouse. Listen to the way he speaks. Listen to the patterns of his words, the patience in the words he speaks. I know I speak quickly overall, but A, I'm very clear. And B, my thoughts are very concise. My brain's just really fast. So I'm not rambling. I'm not all over the place. Start paying attention to the little nuances so you can elevate your life, your circle, and your skill set too. And that's really what I get out of Clubhouse.
There's a few people on this live. I like to help people as well as, you know, have these discussions. So let's do this. I think both of us can work on this. There's a few people, at least four, that have said, I'm a bit worried about speaking up. We need to help those people because actually, do you know what? The good thing about Clubhouse is they can't see you. So if you're having a bad hair day, I've got my lockdown hair here, going back to the 18-year-old look. They can't see you. No one's going to kick you out of anything, really. Other than they might kick you out of a Clubhouse room, but that doesn't mean anything. No. So I would just say to anyone a bit worried about putting the hand up or getting up onto the stage in Clubhouse, I would say it's much more safe than real life, where you actually could get rejected and embarrassed and seen. I would just challenge you to do it. Go in a few smaller rooms first if you want to get comfortable. Put that hand up, get on that stage, ask a smart question and weave in a little bit of your bio. So, you know, a question I used to ask a lot was, it's Rob Moore here and I want to build my brand in America. I'm quite well known in the UK. And then I just tell two or three things that I'm known for. I've written 17 books, you know, I've done 9 figures in revenue, whatever. But the advice I'm after here is, how do I grow my brand in America? And what that would do is that would get them all talking. And then they go, oh, you seem like a cool guy. And then they'd moderate me up. Because I wasn't known, you know, I'll hit 100,000 followers tomorrow in 40 days. And
you already have 100,000 followers on Clubhouse? Oh, my God. I don't even know. I'm on there. I've got to do more rooms or something. I don't host rooms. I got to get out. I got to get my Clubhouse game up. Oh, I got to be like Rob Moore. What am I doing up here? I'm like a little sloth. Wow. Go, Rob. You're famous. Oh, my God. Celebrity. Wow. I'm so shy.
Oh, but you've got great Instagram, great Facebook. We're not comparing.
No, I'm being funny. I'm just joking.
Yeah, I know you are. But yeah, I mean, I my Instagram's just under 50,000 and all organic, of course, but it's taken years and 2,200 posts. And I've been on Clubhouse for 40 days and built 95,600. So I'll be 100,000 tomorrow. It's unbelievably wild and viral and crazy. I'm growing now at about 300 followers an hour. I'm not even growing 300 followers a week on Twitter. So surely that's a bit of an argument. You know, some people are, oh, haven't got an iPhone. Go and buy a secondhand iPhone 7 for $200. Get on it. Come on. Don't let little things like that get in the way.
Yeah. No, I love that. I think anybody can create an excuse for anything. I think people think they have to have the fanciest and whatever else. I love the tip of speaking up in rooms, by the way. You don't have to be the best. And even if you feel like you get roasted by somebody, I will tell you that connection to the Instagram piece, even if you get roasted, like I've been in these rooms with thousands of people. There was a girl who, I mean, it was not good. And I actually spoke up and I said, and I'm like the mushball who's usually emotional and crying. And I said, girl, these people are laughing at you, not with you. Like, this is not good. Like, this pitch, this not knowing your numbers, this all this stuff, it's not good. And then even I went in her DM after and I was like, hey, like, if you need some actual advice on how to pitch a business, pitch an investment idea, I'll help you. And I knew she probably got 50, 100 DMs also that were like, girl, you know? So sometimes even if you crash and burn, I think those are some of our best lessons anyway. So don't let that get in your way. You're going to be bad before you're good anyhow. So throw yourself in the room. And I'm just going to start rooms. Screw this, Rob. I'm going to invite you to my rooms. And then I'm going to have 100,000 followers. Make it all competitive. Just kidding.
I'll do a room with you. Let's do a room together. I'm up for that.
Yeah, I'm down. We should.
Yeah, and I'll panel you on our podcast rooms as well. You came into one of those, didn't you? We'll do a few more of those. You know what you just said about you're going to be a bit rubbish at the start? I watched a brilliant documentary on Ed Sheeran, who's a massive pop star in the UK. And he said...
He's massive here too.
Oh, is he? Great.
Ed Sheeran,
never assume. And he said, you've got to write a lot of shit songs to write a good song. You've got to write a lot of shit songs. And I always remember that. Anything I start or I'm trying to build and I'm like, oh, I feel a bit out of my comfort zone. I'm not good here. You have to do it badly a lot of times before you get to do it well. Start now. Get perfect later. Messy success. I mean, we could just do a whole podcast on that. So many people have like these big imposter syndrome or overwhelm or fear of failure or fear of rejection or fear of how making mistakes or what other people will judge them on. What do you say to people that have got all those fears?
We all have
possibly.
Them. Wow, possibly. I would say we all have them. Everybody wants to be liked and everybody wants to come out on top and everybody wants to be perfect and everybody wants everybody to think they're amazing. That's just human nature. But understand that's not reality. So if you don't put yourself out there, what about like Rob and I clearly connect instantly. I'm like, that's my person. I like him, right? Imagine if we hadn't stepped up on the stages and had conversations. Imagine if I just randomly followed him and sent him a DM. This probably wouldn't have happened because he never got to hear me speak. And so I get it. You're scared. I get it. You're nervous. I get it. You've never done this before. I get it. You've never been on a stage before in real life or virtually, but it all starts with one. It all starts with that first step. It starts with that first leap of faith. It starts with that, okay, I don't think I'm good enough for this, but I'm going to do it anyway. And saying yes to stuff that makes you feel, maybe I say it like this, the stuff that makes you feel like you're going to barf, you're like, ugh, I'm so nervous. Oh my God. But you feel that you're still drawn to do it. I would just encourage you to actually do those things. Even if it makes you feel really like clammy and your heart's racing, but you know you're supposed to do it. Just do it. And you know what? People aren't even going to remember if you're absolute rubbish at it, right? They're not. You're going to internalize it way more than you. I like to remind people that you're judging yourself harder than anybody's judging you. Trust me. You are judging yourself way more than anybody is judging you. If this were a live Zoom where all the hundreds and hundreds, because like there's a couple hundred on Instagram, we got TikTok going, Facebook going, whatever, YouTube, you said, we're all over the place, by the way, okay? So if this were a Zoom with the hundreds and hundreds of people listening to this live and you all had your cameras on, I'm just going to be honest with you, you would be looking at yourself. Because that's what people do. Like, luckily my camera's up here. Otherwise, I'd probably be looking down here at my computer, at myself, instead of looking over at this handsome man, Rob. Oh my God, right? Like, I'd probably be staring at myself because we judge ourselves. You don't get dressed up for Zooms for anybody but yourself because nobody's really looking at you, right? You don't get dressed. I'm just telling you, you're staring at yourself. So the makeup, the doing your hair, the clothes, the whatever, you know, I think we judge ourselves so hard and it's crazy. And I don't know why my mind just took me here, but I believe God speaks through me sometimes. And so I feel like I need to say this. Some of you don't put out content because you think you don't look good enough in it. And you think you're not beautiful enough or skinny enough or in the right outfit or whatever it is. And something I heard probably 10 years ago that changed everything for me is somebody said, next time you take a photo, and you look at it and you go, oh no, I gotta do it again. Or even a group photo. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. Look, oh no, do it again, which is what a lot of you do. Just think, if you look at the photo, whoever raised you, so for me, that's my Nana. If the person who raised you looked at it and said, oh my God, Rob, you look so handsome. Well, then would you stop judging yourself so much? Because the person that raised you and loves you did not go, oh, well, you look like you had like a triple chin. The person that loves you and cares about you and raised you is not going, you know, you shouldn't have worn the black shirt with the brown shoes. The person that loves you and raised you is not going, oh, look at the wrinkle on your forehead, or look at the way your nose looks, or look at the way your posture is. You are such a hard judge on yourself for no reason. You care so much more about yourself than other people do. They just love you for you. And you have so much value to put into the world that you're never going to put out if everything you do is, why does my voice sound like that? Why do I look like that on camera? Oh my God, I blah, blah, blah. Like, get away from that. That's one thing I love about Clubhouse is it's live. It's not recorded unless somebody's recording it on the side, obviously. And there's no judging yourself for what you look like. It's about the content and the value you can give to the world. And a lot of you are holding yourselves back with the value and content you can give to the world for no good reason. So open your mouth and talk. Your thoughts are valid. Your beliefs are valid. Your experiences are valid. Your stories are valid. Start sharing them and stop judging yourself for not being perfect. There's no such thing as perfection. Period. I'm done.
100%. And that's the great thing about Clubhouse. They can't see what you look like. They can't judge your face. They can only judge your voice. So using your voice to share your message to the world. Sometimes people say to me, so I'm lucky enough to be quite well connected in the UK. And I know a lot of celebrities and, you know, very famous people. And a couple of them were talking to me saying, oh, Rob, you know, you brought me up on stage, but I just sort of stayed quiet. Because I don't really know much about business. You know, I mean, all these businessy groups with you, and you bring me up on stage, and I don't really know much about business, and I feel sort of embarrassed. But I'm sitting there looking at them going, you're on national TV the whole time. I look up to you. You're a massive celebrity. So they're looking at me going, I know about business. I'm looking at them going, you're a megastar. So we're all kind of thinking of ourselves, of what we lack, rather than what we've got. And I just say to them, well, just wait until there's something that you can add value in. And then, as you say in America, chime in. So when it's your turn, chime in.
Is that what we say in America? I don't think I've ever said that, but you're right. They do say that.
Chime in. Yeah, I completely agree. I believe everybody's got a voice. I believe everybody's got a message. I believe everybody's got a purpose and a mission. I believe everybody's got value. I believe everybody has something to share with the world. But no one's going to put it out there for you. No one's going to knock on your door and say, oh, you didn't have an iPhone. Here's an iPhone. I bought you one. Oh, and you don't have to use Clubhouse. There's the button. I'll do it for you. No one's going to do that for you. You have to do that for yourself. How long we got, Jesse Lee? 6 minutes?
Yeah, whatever. Let's go.
All right. Let's do some business and entrepreneur tips. So with the three things we put in the title were Clubhouse, podcasting, and business. So why don't we do three each? Ladies first, three top business tips.
Okay, three top business tips. Let's see. I don't want it to be like everyone's normal responses because I'm a little abnormal. The first thing I will say is start telling people what you want. So what I actually mean by that is like when I'm live, I only did it once on here so far, but I said, if that makes sense, put yes in the comments. Well, then if I want you to follow me, I would say, if you don't already follow me, I want you to tap on the screen, top right-hand corner, hit the three dots halfway down, hit follow, see first, and send a friend request. Like that's on Facebook. I know that's how it's done, right? If I want somebody to follow you, I'd say everybody go follow at Rob Moore Progressive. He's awesome. He drops tips all the time. Make sure you find him and me on Clubhouse as well. If I want somebody to buy something, I'll say go to the Linktree in the bio. Linktree in the bio. You can go to trial, full site, da, 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 whatever. Whatever it is I'm trying to convert. There's so many people who they just put out, they put out value. They do. They put out a ton of value. Which I guess will be my second tip. I'll get there in a second. But there's no call to action. Like if I want you to purchase, then I'm going to say, Hot Metal Vets, I need you to go to the link tree in the bio. Hey, Grace Kisso, I want you to go to the to do this. If I want you to follow, I'm going to tell you. If I want you to watch me live, I'm going to say, turn on live subscriptions of mine on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You don't want to miss anything I do. Have you subscribed to the show? I do a weekly vlog. Let's go. Like, whatever it is, I'm going to tell you. And so in every post I write, if you look on my Instagram or whatever, everything has a call to action. And a little like mega tip really fast is calls to action don't always have to be buy this, follow me, do that, whatever. A call to action for me can also be, do you relate to this? Drop a yes in the comments. Or, hey, by the way, tell me where you're coming in from. Drop it in the comments. Right? Or, hey, what's your favorite flower? Like I get a lot of flowers. People know I love flowers. So I get sent flowers a lot. And anytime I post them, it's the same thing every time. I'm always like, oh, look at my flowers that I got today. What are your favorite flowers? Because that kind of engagement boosts all kind of organic reach. And then when you do sell something, people have engaged so much with you that the call to action is very strong. The second business tip I'll give you, like I said, is value, 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 value. And going back to our conversation earlier, who are you to judge what value is? Value can be humor. Value can be energy. Value can be consistency. Like me posting consistently is valuable to somebody because people know I live on the internet. It's at the point where nobody goes, I wonder why Jesse Lee has made millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. I wonder how Jesse Lee has so many successful businesses. There's no secret. Right? People are like, that girl lives on the internet. Okay. Like she is always working. She is always grinding. She is always hustling. She is always selling. She is always building. She is always doing something. There's no secret. So even just the consistency of, okay, if I want to make millions of dollars a year, then I need to be consistent too. And if she's showing me the blueprint, then now I know what to do. That's valuable. Value can be gratitude quotes. Value could be scripture if you're religious. Value could be, you know, funny British comedy that the Americans don't understand, right? Or even better, because I know you're UK in general. I know you've interviewed like every Scottish billionaire there is. Like you probably go over to Ireland sometimes too and interview, like, something that would be funny and really funny is if you did a post, I don't know why I'm giving this to you right now. I should do it, but it makes more sense if you do. Like British or just UK names in general, like names from the United Kingdom that Americans are terrible at saying. And you should make Americans, you should bring them on live and make them guess how to say some of these names. It would be so funny. Like you would get so much engagement, right? Just think of where you can find value around your people, right? I know you're trying to get into America, so maybe that doesn't work for you, but that would be really funny. So the second tip I said was value. And the third thing I would say is collaborate. You know, there comes this point where people don't want to give their information because they think that everything that they say is like, oh, well, it's a secret. Okay, there's literally like no secrets left in success. Okay, we're kind of regurgitating what other people have done unless something new comes out and we put our own spin on it for the most part, right? So this being stingy with your goodness kind of needs to stop. I want y'all to share more. I want you to give more value to people. I want you to say, this is what I did and it worked for me. Because the more that you do that, and even if it's the struggle inside of your vulnerability, all of those things that posting and that content and all of that where you can then collaborate with people will get you further places. Me sharing my audience with Rob and Rob sharing his audience with me, it doesn't hurt either one of us. It grows both of us. And as soon as you start to have the maturity to understand that, we're not stealing each other's leads. We're not stealing each other's customers. We're offering our customers even more, or our consumers of whatever, more value to the world, the better you are. There's no lack of abundance. There's no lack. There's no scarcity mindset around it. And if you want to scale yourself to the next level, it is collaboration. It is collaboration. It is collaboration. Collaboration is currency. So those are my three tips.
Boom. Right. How do I follow that? Marketing. So I believe the most important function in any business is marketing. There are so many coaches, consultants, trainers, and you know what's who are starting businesses, but they're actually rubbish at the marketing. No marketing, no leads, no leads, no sales, no sales, no business. So get as good at marketing. Like, you know, Jessie Lee's saying, she's selling. She's telling you to buy stuff. She's telling you to go places. She's doing her daily live. She's on Clubhouse all day. This is marketing. This is getting her name and her brand out there. So don't be so apologetic about that and be selling more. I want to put up, there was some person here who I think called me sexy. And I just want to put that back. Just made me feel really good.
Oh God, is it a Lehiver? Are y'all saying he's sexy? Good Lord.
I mean, it might be to you, Jessie Lee, but I'm gonna take
more
that one.
Directed toward you, but
all right. So we've done marketing, embracing marketing. It's the most important function of any business. The second thing is people say your network equals your net worth. And I agree with that. But I'd also say also your self-worth equals your net worth. So if you don't believe in yourself, why should anyone else? You should be upping your prices. You should be putting yourself out there more. You should value yourself more. Too many coaches, consultants, trainers, etc. Oh, I'll just give away free stuff to get some case studies. And then, you know, maybe I'll sell a bit later. Or they're selling stuff really cheap. No. You're worth every penny. So make sure that you charge fairly. Too many people like giving stuff away for free, not valuing their worth. You have to value your worth. The more you value your worth, the more your net worth will be. So that would be the second one. The third one, and I'm trying to say things that are different to you, Jessie Lee, because I agreed with them all. I would say start doing direct response marketing and ads as soon as you can. So when we do brand stuff like this, you know, we hope to get some followers, but we don't know where all this Renee, Jody, Jennifer, Jessica, Lexi, we don't know if they're going to buy from us or not. Hopefully they do. Maybe not. They might just follow us. And that's brand. You know, we have followers. But direct response is where I run a Facebook ad to a landing page. I can track the click-through rate, the opt-in rate, the conversion rate. I can track the cost of the first sale. I can track the maximum acquisition cost for the client, and I can track the lifetime client value.
You're going to have to teach me, because this is me. Blah, 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 blah. I don't even know what you just said.
Jessie Lee, you cannot master what you do not measure. So these are all the metrics down the line.
I love it. You see, I'm going to learn from you. You're going to teach me.
Amen. Right. Let me just say you love.
You were talking about measuring. Sorry, I interrupted you because you started talking numbers to me. So
don't be sorry. I don't mind. I'm used to it. Clubhouse, we all interrupt each other all the time. So yeah, basically start doing some direct response marketing, because, you know, if you get Facebook ads right, or Google ads right, or YouTube ads right, you can spend £1 and you can make two. If you do brand and PR, you can spend £1 and lose it all. So start getting into this direct response world and testing ads, start small and scale up. So they would be my three tips. But of course, let's go back to the first thing we said, Jessie Lee, repurposing content.
Yep.
This episode here, we will have as the video. So we've done it live to some of my channels and some of Jessie Lee's. Let's say it's 5. We're going to have it on Jessie Lee's podcast 6, my podcast 7, my YouTube 8, my LinkedIn 9. Let's cut some cool bits, put it on both of our Instagrams, 10, 11, IGTV, 12, 13. There you go. I could keep going on. So this one, 45 minutes we've done could be 15 pieces of content across both of our channels, which means we've spent the last 45 minutes creating an asset rather than just chatting away, even though that's fun too.
Yes, same thing. That's what I'm doing. I've got this recording up here. Same thing, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all of it. It'll be all over the place everywhere. So. That's what we do.
Cool. Cool. Well, I've got a clubhouse room in 11 minutes.
Oh, well, you better get to that.
I usually have a sign out, a little quote. Do you have a finish that you do normally?
I do.
Go on then. I want to hear it. I'm ready.
You're so excited. Oh my God. Okay. Well, at this point, I've usually done all my calls to action. So then I just say, I'll just say it's you. Rob, I love you and I appreciate you. And I know it's so strange for you because you're British and you only tell people that you love them when you're their partners. But I love people for no reason because there are people in this world that hate people for no reason. So I love you. And I hope over time we give each other a million reasons to love one another. God bless you. Have an awesome rest of your day. My name is Jessie Lee. You can call me hashtag Boss Lee.
Lovely. Mine is, and remember this, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.